Baruch Tuna.
Ready? First the shears Linishmas, my mother Shalom, today's Yotzeit, Yitabas of Zev. This year we had the Petira of Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, Zechasan Livrocha. He used to give a shmooze every year. He used to give a talk before Yom Kippur. And he always said the same thing. He said to the yeshiva, to the Yulait who were there, it's the last chance. He used to say, tomorrow night is Yom Kippur. And the last chance to go along and perhaps to clean ourselves, to make ourselves pure, lifnei Hashem titoru, to go along and make sure we're not dirty. And he used to say, if you don't clean ourselves now, next year, the year to come, we're going to go with a whole lot of dirty baggage through the year. Now's the time to go along and make a change, to clean ourselves. It's not only that. We're going to say on Yom Kippur, we're going to say all together, Atah Noisin Yad Peshim. Arish Baruch Hu gives his hand v'yemincha peshut to lekabel shavim. Arish Baruch Hu is stretching out his hand to the shavim, to the peshim, the one of Dan Averis. He's stretching out his hand. And I saw one of the svarim write down. The best way I can give it over is, I remember when I was a small boy, I dumped my father's shul, Zechasan Livrocha, in the Das Yisrael, his Yekshe shul. It was after davening on the Shabbos morning, and I come out, and everybody says good Shabbos to each other. And I remember I was about 11 years old, and a lady comes over to me and stretches out her hand and says good Shabbos. So I went like this, sort of put my hands behind here. And did she get insulted? She went over to my father, who was the Rav of the shul, said, you know, well, chutzpah dikah, boy, you've got a son. What's the matter? I stretched out my hand, and she refused to go along and put his hands behind your boy. Yeah, he's about 11 years old. My father explained to her what's going on. But we see over here, and I learned from there, if somebody stretches out the hand to you, if you can, it's no reason why not. It's a chutzpah not to go along and not to take it. Kaviyochel, we're saying Yom Kippur, who noisein yad lepoishim. He's stretching out his hand to us, asking us, and I said, I want to help you. V'yemincha lekabel shavim. I want to go along and help you to go along and do tshuva. In other words, he's helping us do tshuva. If we don't go along and use this opportunity, it's kaviyochel azar patch, azar chutzpah. How can we not do it? Even further on this, to understand how Yom Kippur, what's in the atmosphere of Yom Kippur? I remember we were sitting down the year of the Petira of Rav Moshe Kaufman, the Rosh Kohel. I remember I got a phone call from the Rosh Kohel many years ago. He said, Baruch, I want to go along and go and visit somebody, this person who's very ill, and I think we should go in together to go along and visit this person, Mechazikim. As it happens to be, it was the last day before the person was in this world. was mamish a few hours before his iftar, and went in together. It was a young person with a large family, and he came in and he sat there, and Rav Ashi was talking to him. Rav Chazik came to go and tell him, but Rav Kaufman asked him, "Tell me, have you got what's happening with your business? We're going to do what's happening with you? Who's looking after it? And isn't that?" So I remember the answer to this person who was lying on his deathbed. He was lying there, mamish, and he said to him, "Rav Ashi," he said, "I'm going now, and I'm preparing myself to go for the Yom HaDin, the big Yom HaDin. I'm leaving this world. I've got time to think about anything else. I'm preparing myself for that. I can't think about anything else at all." Rav Ashi, the next Yom Noroim, this was in the summer, next Yom Noroim, Rav Ashi spoke in Kol, and he used this, and he said, Rabbeisa said, "What's going on?" He said, "Let's learn from him. How can we think about anything else? Our mitzvah sayoyim, it's on Pesach we've got matzah, on Sukkot we've got the sukkah. And the mitzvah sayoyim on now is going to go along and do tshuva. And we've got Yom HaDin, the Rabbeinu Sham is over, he's sitting there, Pamani Shel Maila, Yesh Yom HaDin, Kelo Yom HaDin. How can we not think and do something about it? And if we don't do it, it's Mamash HaChutzpah. The shayla is, I ask myself, I speak to myself, how is we, you know, we're not doing a proper tshuva, a richtige tshuva." So we say, good, we all do tshuva, we say a shabbat, we can't do, you know, we bang ourselves. What is tshuva? Understand what tshuva is. Understand this, just not only like Dhamma, we lay on Rosh Hashanah, we all know the beautiful story about Chana, who had their children. And she was zeichet to her child, Shmuel. The Medrash says that before Chana had the child, the Medrash tells us that a baskal went out every single day. A baskal went out and saying that a child's going to be called, going to be born, and going to be called Shmuel. But again, another day, every day went out. Osid li volleyed a child, Ben, who nikka Shmuel. The Medrash says that every lady who had a baby that year started calling Shmuels. Love Shmuelik sound, not Yoel, love Shmuelik sound. He went along and every called some Shmuelik's. When they were born, nobody said this is the one. There were many Shmuels around. Which Shmuel was the one? When Chana had her child, people said, "Oh, now this is going to be the Shmuel." How'd they know? She said, "Medrash," because Chana realized it's not just automatic. You know, you have a baby called Shmuel, and it's going to be the Shmuel. And I know it's going to help Klal Yisrael. If there's something deep in it. When Akshbach would go and tell it's going to be a Shmuel, you have to work for it. You have to do something for it in order to be privileged and be zeichet to have this Shmuel. She doesn't. She gets as nazeh, but also she said also as a nazeh, I'm going to give kol yomechayev to Rebbeinu Shleilo. Rebbeinu Shleilo, I'm going to give it over to you. You do something, you understand what the message is, I do something. It's something in it, something behind it, something deep in it. I do it properly. Then you're not a number. That's called. Then you're zeichet Shmuel, who's going to help Klal Yisrael. It's going to be a navi, who's going to appoint a king. But when we get a message, we have to do something. It's going to be done properly. Just to go along. We're going to go along. We're going to see our chetz and all this. It's not going to be worth. The Rambam says, but the Ma'aseh, the ikkabitz is going to be on ikkabitz is going to have, by the way, on Yom Kippur, the ikkabitz is going to be vidui, God is all the alchets and the shamanus. That is one of the main things, the Rambam says, one of the main things, let's go with vidui. So all say alchets. But if you look very carefully in alchets, some said alchets, what's the problem? The Rambam says, no, it's not enough. It's got, what's al-chayt mean? I'm confessing. Vidi means I'm confessing. I'm saying, Rosh Baruch Hu, I've done this, I've done that. Is that enough? Said the Rambam, no. At she made a love your deatalumis until the Rebbeinu Shem can be made to go along and testify that I can read your heart and I see your heart, you really mean it. If you just go along and say, this, I did this, I spoke Lashon Hara, and I go at this, I went here, whatever it is. No, no, no. It's at she made a love your deatalumis, she lo yasai, don't do it again. The shaila is, so what am I doing? I'm going more than that. Rabbi Yanka Linsky asks if we go the stage further. He says, if you look in our davening, we say al-chetz. You can see that in your al-chetz. Taka, straight after al-chetz, we don't just say al-chetz. We say hirotzen. What's the hirotzen? Straight after al-chetz, you look in your city, you say hirotzen. What is the hirotzen? We say anything. So we say hirotzen. Shaloi echta oid. Straight afterwards. Rabbi Shem, I've said all our hate, I'll confess, and I'm not going to do it again. Ask him, let's get clear this language. Yirotsoim, shaloi echta oid. It should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't do it again. What's going on here? I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say Lashon Hara. I didn't keep Shabbos, I didn't do everything properly. Do you mean it? I'm sorry? Well, if it's your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying sorry. If not, not. Ye not sign, it should be your will. If it's my will, what's going to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rabbi Yanka Linsky gives a bosh, and he says, there's a boy in Yeshiva. He doesn't come to, he's not coming to davening. And the Yeshiva calls him, why didn't he come to davening? But he better come tomorrow. After a week, 2 weeks, the Rashiv called me to come. Are you going to undertake to come? Do you undertake to come or not for doubling tomorrow? Boy answers, well, Rashiv, if you want, perhaps, yeah. The boy would throw it out left first. Rashiv wants? Of course I want. I want your undertaking. Rashiv, you want. You got so. So Jan Kalinsky asks, what? Shut up, you see, you got. No. To understand what Avera is, first understand what Avera is. Avera is something which is not, we've hit our neshama. The neshama that we've got over here is a chelik l'kai mimah. We say every day, l'kai neshama shenasata bi tohiri, we get in ourselves, we've got a piece, each one sitting here, we've got in here a neshama that belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a chelik l'kai mimah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu done, it belongs to us. And the biggest proof is, v'ato b'shamra b'kirbi. We've got a guard, we've got a security here. Security, what's security? M'shamra b'kirbi, what do you need security for? M'shamra b'kirbi. We've got a neshamra, we've got a m'shamra b'kirbi. So it's our sort of Victor Miller, one of them, write down beautiful. He says, in this world, everything's gravity. Everything's gravity. I've got my hat over here. I want to put it down on the table. Falls. But everything falls down. Where it goes to its source. It wants to go back to its source. It wants to go to where it belongs, where I've come from. Everything in this world has got a source. That's in Gashmi. So automatically, it's gravity. The Neshama is also gravity. It's a chelik and a kamimal. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a chelik. It wants to go back all the time. It wants to go back to Shleimus, where it comes from. We have to have a guard to stop it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops it. But of a shamra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards in us in order to make sure to go along and keep inside us. Stated Svob, all of Svob like that. When we do an Avera, Rachman Litzlon, it's not just Avera we've done. We've taken and made on the Rebbeinu Shalom's neshama a scratch. We've spoiled the Rebbeinu Shalom's neshama. Look at all the swab, all right about anything. Rebbe Elia writes about anything. We've put a scratch, we've spoiled it. I've done something wrong. Give an example. I just came into the car park here, tried to park my car. Imagine next to me is a BMW, and I give a little scratch to Yannis BMW. Would I get a scream before a sketch? You spot my car. Not only I wasn't careful in driving, I made a sketch also. Our neshama, when we go along, when we do our Avera, we've spoiled a chelik and a kamimah. In fact, if you look Before said, if you look, the last words we say in the Torah, the very last words we say in the Torah is the Einei Kol Yisrael. What's got to do with this Einei Kol Yisrael? What's got to do with what we talk about? Einei Kol Yisrael. So what's Einei Kol Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos in front of him. So before Shem say, it's a very deep shot over here. What's Moshe's message? That the last words he says to us is the Einei Kol Yisrael, that he smashed the Luchos. What's the message? Very deep word. He's telling us, you want to be Matzliach in life. What's the Luchos? The Luchos is Masalikim. Arish Baruch Hu made these Luchos with his own hands. With his own hands he went along and he made it. When I do an Aveira, what am I doing? I'm smashing what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam done with his own hands. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the worst thing you can do. You're giving a patch to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Be careful, Aveira. It's not only the Aveira. It's not only the Aveira. When we do Aveira Hashalom, it goes along. I'm making a scratch on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's BMW. I'll be making a mamash, a scratch on what is that? That's the Einei Kol Yisrael. So that's what we say. Atom Shabbos Abakim, our Shabbos, we do Avera with just a sketch. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevich. If you notice, that's why when we say in Reb Chaim Shmulevich says when we do Avera in our Avin Malkeinu, we got over there two Avin Malkeinus for us for Mechila. One is Selach Mechala Chalav Eseinu. And the other one we say after Satan, Bechev Aveir B'Shem Yilek D'Anecha. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevich, what's the two things? Don't think that only when we ask Mechila, just a Mechila on Aveir. When we do a proper tshuva, tshuva's got a dual kayach. If you do a tshuva, as I said, the Rambam says, proper tshuva, not only is it Mechil, but it can remove Hachazreinu. It takes us back to where we were. Selach u'mechal, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael for the Aveira, and then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes away the sketch, and we're back to square one. So from our name, if we start off our year and we go along, but it's got to be proper. It's got to be a proper tshuva, and if it's not a proper tshuva, it's garnished. So I saw from Reb Eli Lapin, take the Melody Kasha. So Reb Eli asks, so why don't we do proper tshuva? What's going on? Why every year, I speak sometimes, a girl came to me yesterday in the seminary and said, every year I do, but it's not going. I want to change. So Reb Eli Melody Kasha. We said this morning in davening, Kavaldi, actually you all know this part, I don't know. We said this morning in davening, Al tvi einu loyli dei chet veloyli dei avera. Ask of Elia, what's with Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Give me such shvaya. I shouldn't go li dei chet veli dei avera. Al tvi einu loyli chet veloyli avera. What's li dei? The hand of a chet. So Rebellion is the money to give out. What's the hand of it? And I think this may be perhaps the key to myself. What's in avera? So he gives a marshal. Rabbi gives this marshal. He says, in the time of communism, when they used to go along and send the Yidden to Siberia, part of the Einish, part of the way to punish the people to go to Siberia, was not only the way to Siberia, that's to walk all the way to Siberia. That's to walk all the way to Siberia. How to walk all the way? Who's going to take them to Siberia? They're on the way. So they had a police, it was from town to town, it was one of the police, the KGB, wherever it is, used to go along and walk with them together all the way till the next town, hand over the next police. And in between, of course, they had to eat. So they took this prisoner into a restaurant, that's where the police sat down together with the Yid, and then passed over to the next. There was one Yid, the Rebellion Lights there. He came, was on the way, and he came to a restaurant, and the restaurant, we had a Yiddish restaurant. So the Yid was sitting, this Yid was going to Siberia, sitting at a table, and the police sitting at another table across. the proprietor comes in and he sees there the Yid. He understands Nebuchadnezzar's superior. He goes over to him and says, quick, quick, run away. He's eating, they're not looking. Zokhtar, the shaiter we are. Can't you see there's a thin little string that's tied, you can't see it from me to, that, to his hand. And I can't run away. I saw another marshal, but there's not rebellious. You know, in South Africa, there's how do you catch monkeys? I wouldn't know how to catch a monkey. I'm scared of a monkey. Well, how do you catch monkeys? So you got, what do you think about how to catch a monkey? The monkeys are, you know, there in the place, in the safari, in the place, and the monkeys on top of the tree, and they want to catch it. Monkeys love hot rice, and they also like coconuts. So the fellow down there, the farmer, takes the coconut, makes a small little hole in the coconut, puts the hot rice inside, and then the monkey's got a very good sense of smell, see? And they come down from the tree, he goes away, and he puts his hand into the coconut, and he starts to, what's the other? Of course, when he gets hold of it, he's trying to get out of his skatenish. His hand is tied. And the more he ties, the more bleeding he is. And they catch the monkey. Don't tell Elia. There's sometimes we're nishl navir, but sometimes we have our set ways in life where I'm already all set and I can't get myself out of my habit. Our hands are tied. I'm already this, I'm used to, I'm sorry, these are my friends, these are my this is my society, this is where I'm business, this is my business clients. I can't change, I want me to change. My hands are tied. And the more I try, perhaps. But I'm holding on to the Magashmi, I'm holding on to those ways, whilst the Shama's bleeding. Then the Shama's bleeding. It's going. It wants to. It wants to. It wants to go. So, Elia, there's such a thing that's called Lidei Avera. Sometimes our hands are tied and we can't change. I want to change. No, this I can't. Sometimes keep Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe before Rabbi Yoel. And said to him, "Ich bin a Baal Avera. I want to do tshuva. Help me, Rebbe. It was a foyer kippah. Ich will toshen. I want to change." So Ben, so that this Rabbi Yoel thought for a minute. Rabbi Yoel said, "Yeah, I've got eitzah. No problem. Just grow a beard." Those times, I suppose people didn't grow beards. They didn't have a beard. Just grow a beard. That's all he said. No. Das kann ich nicht machen. So the Satmar Rebbe said, yeah. What's the grace of? He's so immune, and that's preventing him to become and make a change. My hands are tied because of my habits and my way and my style of life. This thing I can't do, and that's preventing me to the emes tikkat shuvah that I'm supposed to go be make. The Satmar Rebbe. To be very clear, I don't want to do anything, I don't mean personal with it. We hear what's going on today in the world. Rachman Tzlan, you know, we have meetings and things going on with children getting up from derech and this, problems with this. And a lot of problems are happening, no shaila, but technology. No shaila. It's happening with technology, it speaks for itself. Make a change. Go along, listen, you see. I mean, there was a mice a few weeks ago, not here, it was in London. Somebody came to her off, and the child was certainly slowly going off the rails. So, only not at all got off, his shame, Shabbos still, everything. And Mr. Gemeiser, and the Rav said to go, you know what, do me a favor, you got this, whatever it is, well, I don't know what it was, change it, probably your child's getting addicted or whatever. They couldn't change. Rachman Litzlan, I heard now this. Go away. Your hands are tied. Our problem is today that our hands are tied. That's what I ask. I'll tell you, Lady Day. I must tell you the time in this thing. There's a mice over here, which I know, a Kolar mice. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. I can say it. Was a person for many, many years who had a problem in himself. He was upset. He wasn't happy himself. because of a certain technology, what it was. For years and years, his Yom Kippur, he always started Yom Kippur, he went to Yom Kippur, and yeah, ask Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shalom, go along, help me, this, of Garnishkov, everything is the same thing. So he went to Rav, and the Rav told him, listen, make a change, I try, I speak, I do, I think, I've done, I cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it needs a Kabbalah. It needs a proper Kabbalah. One thing, I want to tell you this person did. This is a Maisa Shoya. The person said in Ne'ilah, on, I think two Yom Kippurs ago it was, he said in the Ne'ilah, he said to himself, straight after Yom Kippur, I'm going to phone tag. That's all he said. I'm going to phone tag. Tag. It's an office here which they give. That's all he said. He said that one little thing, that person today said, I've got a different life. My life is different. I'm happy. My wife even asked me, because she didn't know everything. This is more business. And she said, they're a different person. I've changed. What made the change? His hands were also tied. He was also involved in it. But what did he do? He went along and made one hachlota. I'm making a small phone call. Something else said, take a little beard on it. A small thing. If you make a small little change, it snowballs onto other things. Rabbi Tzadok writes down. Rabbi Tzadok writes down. It's very, very good. If you, what we're saying, if you on Yom Kippur make a sincere decision, let's all. I speak to myself. We've all got our shortcomings, our things which we need to rectifying. Every one of us got our nekudas. Saying on Yom Kippur, we got all our thing. If Rabbi Tzadok writes down, his words are. If you make, I'll say in English, if you make a sincere decision that I really want to overcome this thing and I'm going to do something, says Rabbi Tzadok, you are at that moment a tzaddik, he writes down, a tzaddik, if you make a song with the proper Kabbalah, and that will help you in Sabbath Shemaiah against the Yetzirah. Rabbi Tzadok again. A strong little decision with one little akhlata, which I'm going to do, yeah? Definitely nothing big. But we're going to see from one small thing comes many. This night comes on. I saw from, this is perhaps one of the Shom Shadon, I forgot to see if I saw. You all know the Gemara. Well, the Gemara says in Yuma, by Yom Adin, the big Yom Adin, is Oni, Oshi, the Rosh Baladin. One day, everybody's going to come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, has to give Din V'Cheshbon. We leave this world and you go to Din V'Cheshbon. Oni, Oshi, V'Rosha. And the Rosh is going to ask you, why didn't you learn Torah? Why didn't you do the business properly? He's going to ask them. So the Gemara says, well, I just said it because it's late, just to the Gemara, the Gemara says, you go to the Torah Rabban on Oni, Oshi, V'Rosha, Din. People demand to ask Rakhmatea. So the first one's going to say, the Oni's going to say, I was only, what should I do? I was very poor, and I was going around making money, and I had to make my business, panosa. Very good. I couldn't. Says Aisha. I was very, very busy with my business. I've got a big business, and therefore I couldn't do your will properly. Russia, yeah. But why did you learn Torah? You know why? Because you made me beautiful. And Torah B'Yitzri, I was busy with my Averis. So of course, all the Bala Musa, all ask the Kasha. We can understand very well, the Oni gives the answer. You may give an answer, we come to the other world. The Boy Shalom, you made me Oni, I'm a poor person. And therefore, I was busy. Aeneas is, the Gemara says, Midas Koino, it takes you away from Midas Koino, you can't think properly. You can understand. Oshe, let's understand. Mabed Chos, Mabed Daiga, you can understand a little bit. Yeah, you understand. Mabed Chos, Mabed Daiga, I'm Aisha, and therefore, Aber I will ask Russia. Russia gave me a tzar. I'm busy with my own averus. So if I couldn't, excuse me, you do averus all the time? Yeah, you spoke Russian army. Didn't have any time to go along and do a mitzvah. So, yeah, Arish Baruch, you gave me this yitzhar, therefore, is that a reason? You got other time. So, Kev Shalom, the answer is, yes, if I'm tied into Avera, I'm a person that's tied, it's pulling it down, you can't carry on with anything at all. So, Kev Shalom. So, what's the answer? The answer is, yeah, go along, and go along, start off. Listen, start the other way around. What are you saying? So the Baruch Hashem had a whole list of averus. I was tied. I tied to this, and I'm tied to that. I'm tied. Start off. Go 5 minutes to make a start. Make a move. Make Kabbalah. You'll see everything falls away. It'll all go away. No problem at all. That's all we need. We need one Kabbalah. I saw a Meister. Meister. You know the Meister. There was a Rav, I'm not sure if this was a Binyamin Tzaddik. There was somebody had to go and give a Shia outside Yerushalayim somewhere, about these outskirts. I'm not sure if it's Amot or Shofat or somewhere like these. One of these places, if you're shocking your head, you probably know the Maisa already. The Maisa, it's another Maisa, not the Kabbalah Maisa, you mean? The Maisa Zoe. He says, the Maisa was that he had to go and give a Shia, and when it turned up, there was only one person at the Shia. One person this year. Well, the two Meisters, I'm not sure which Meister you know. Well, only one person this year. This person, it was Shia for Bala Tshuvas. But Shia, people who were not so near to Yiddishkeit, but they wanted to. So, I'm not sure, I think it's Rabbi Yomar Sad that came in, saw only one person there. And there was one person there. And he said, the person apologized, only one person, don't know what happened, where everybody else is. And he said, Rabbi said, no problem. Lomazitzin, let's go sit down together and think. Sit down together. And they pulled out a Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Right? It's not the other mice, so first time learning Gemara, you probably know that thing. But very good. Pulled out Mishnah Berurah and started learning Hilchos Yadayim. So, this Baal Teshuva, who knew nothing at all, he sat down and they started learning Hilchos Yadayim. She explained him. Now, when you take the cup, you first put it from left hand over the right, over the right thing, the right and left, and right and left. Kitsa, all the chumras, something four times. He told the whole thing. He left him alone. And he said to him, just do this. Do nothing else at all. Do nothing else. Just wash your hands. Thing. Remember, we learned this together. The Maase is, the Maase is printed, 20 years later, Rabbi Yomi is walking in Gula. Now Gula, you all know this factory of Gula, this place in Gula. He walks down Gula, and all of a sudden, somebody gives him a tap on his back. He says, looks around, who are you? You don't recognize me, you know, I recognize you, Rabbi Yomi. Do you remember about 20 years ago, you're the one who went along and came to wherever it was and gave the shield. Nobody turned up, only us two, and we learned Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. You asked me when you left, just keep this. You don't know what you meant with that word. From that one little thing of Netilas Yadayim, I'm today a Magid Shia. I'm Magid Shia today. And Mr. Mises, the Mises printed. Well, from one little thing, one Kabbalah, it's about Shuva. We're all about shivas. Go along and go up. One little Kabbalah, it snowballed, and it goes along, has the ripples, and it goes along and makes a change of person. That's all you need. Takes them out of Al Yedechet, the Yodayim, which are tied. It needs somehow to go along and break that string. The break this thing is undertaking, some little undertaking. Take one more Maisa. It's up there. Moedige Maisa. This Maisa I heard about 15 years ago. Could be I heard it from Rav Shalom. I don't know where I heard it from. There was a boy in Yeshiva Ketana. A boy in yeshiva, a 10, 11 years old, who came from a broken home. Broken home means the parents, it was dysfunctional home, it's the parents divorced, separated, the queer in the home, in the mental home. It was a complete dysfunctional home. The boy was taken by the rabbanim, and it was adopted. The boy was adopted. And he went to school. When he came to the school, he was nothing else but trouble. Thrown out of this class, thrown out of that class, and they couldn't deal with him. He came by mitzvah. When he came by mitzvah, the boy was sent to yeshiva, and Saul goes to yeshiva katana. He went to yeshiva katana, and in the yeshiva katana, the same business. Oicha. Again, nochemol. Causing troubles with the Magachia speaking, he came in and he started playing around with boys and messing around. It couldn't. After 2 years, the Rosh Shiva calls him. The boy was actually 16, 16 years old, and he says, "Listen, it's Elul. Time is finished. We can't anymore. We can't manage with you. At the end of Elul, you have to leave the ship. You can't. You're messing around. You've got nothing else but." It's El, serious time. We're not taking it. The boy went into the base of Edush, and for some reason or another, we'll soon see, there was a slight change. There was a slight change in this boy. Nothing much, as I put. Lemaisa, at the end of the, after Kippur, the Rosh Shiva's decided it's better him to leave. Still, yeah. El with a bit of a chizuk thing. So it wasn't enough. They got him into Yeshiv Gedoyla in Eretz Yisrael, and in this Yeshiv Gedoyla, was a steady improvement. And he left that Yeshiv Gedoyla, went to another Yeshiv Gedoyla, and became a top boy in one of the yeshivas. I'm not sure I heard the name of one of the yeshivas. One top yeshivas, he became a top boy. 21 years old, he comes over to Rosh Shiva and says, "Listen, I'm 21 years old. I've got no father, no mother, no family, no nothing at all. I want to settle down to my normal life. Everybody else got family, this and that. I've got nothing. I want to settle down to normal life." The Rosh Shiva looks at him. "Yes, I'll look for a shidduch for you." He found him a shidduch from a top family. So far, so I heard the that people at Tainus, how could you go along and ask to put this boy into such a family? You know, we have told the background and all that, where he comes from, what he is. Rosh Shiva said, "It's quite okay. There was only one little string attached, a different type of string, attached to this thing. That was, we feel, how much the boy's side giving. And the girl's side demanded of him $50,000. Now, $50,000 in today's world, I heard about it 15 years ago, could be $100,000. I don't know what that means anyway, so perhaps you know what it means. It's a lot of money. The Rashiv said, "It'll be okay. We'll have to find it. For such a shidduch and thing, it's a top, maybe the chasna was a top." After chasna, the parents, the father of the kala came. "Nunu, where's the check? Where's the thing?" "We're going to make it." We all know those. Yeah? Some people are big Bar B'tochen, all the life Bar B'tochen. Yeah. "So, no, we want the money." The chosn heard about it, and he said, "I'm going to make the money." "We're going to make money. If you have any money, I've never made money. We're going to make money. I'll go to America." "America? You think the New York pavements are paved with gold? You know anybody there?" "I know nobody. I don't America. I don't anything. I'm going to America." He couldn't stop him. Got a ticket. Went to America. After 3 days, he met in shul some Aisha, not even in a house, some Aisha, who was quite in a spell of his davening and the way he spoke and thing. And he said, "Why are you here?" And the way he spoke, he said, "Listen, this is what I've undertaken, and come here. Who's your Rosh Shiva? Come check up." He phoned to Yerushalayim. checked up who it is, and said exactly, pshh. Then, he promised him, gave him $40,000. Let's say it's $80,000. A lot of money gave him. $10,000 you have to make yourself. Ma'aseh Shehaya, 11 days later, or 10 days later, he's back in Yerushalayim with $50,000 in his pocket. You know, I don't know if you know what collecting is. It's not an easy job of collecting and this is money. And, so he came there. The Rashi was called him into Zoom. Sit down. There's something very interesting about you that I see that you've got. You've seen all your life as Sat Ishmael. What, babe? From the Yeshiva Katana, I know your history. There's been a change all the way. You've got sent Sat Ishmael. How's it going? The change. How to have. This is what he said. A moyer de gezach. He said, can you hear me? He said, that Elul, when the Rashiva came to me, I went to Beis HaMedrash. I didn't know what to open, and I opened the Siddur, what we say every day. Im avi ve'imi azavuni, Hashem yasveni. Where I've got no parents, nobody else to help me, there's only one more the parents take over, the bunch takes over. Hashem Yaseh, he'll look after me. I understood I've got no father, no mother, garnished. But I've got one thing, I've got the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Rebbeinu Shleilim, I want you to go and help me in my endeavors. From that moment onwards, I've succeeded Tzad Shemaya, and he finished off the Rosh Yeshiva. And I say, after Shmini Atzeres, I still continue to stay that pit. I didn't stop. I made that move. The little move that I made change my whole life. I'm a different person. That's all the Rebbeinu Shabbat Savan. Think we've got Yom Kippur tomorrow night. We spent each one of us who's going on, what move can I make? A small little move. We all know our commitments. We all know how we're tied into whatever we're tied into. But a small little move, what difference can make to our life? Merci beaucoup. Oh, I'll be outside. He's going to ask me about. I'm not going to say. I'm going to say.